Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Voters in Chicago issuing a rebuke of Mayor Lori Lightfoot, denying her a second term in office Tuesday night.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, we fought the right fights and we put this city on a better path. No doubt about it.
Tuesday's election saw nine candidates vying for the mayor's office. To win outright, 50% of the vote was needed, but no candidate captured that amount, meaning voters will decide in a runoff election in April between the top two candidates. Mayor Lightfoot came in third, ending her bid. Voters will decide between Paul Vallis, a former schools CEO, and Brandon Johnson, a Cook County commissioner. A passenger train in Greece carrying hundreds of people has collided with an oncoming freight train, causing a fiery wreck that killed at least 29 people and injured dozens more. The Supreme Court hearing more than 3 hours of argument on Tuesday over challenges to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. This is ABC News. Vanessa Bryant settling with Los Angeles County over photos of the helicopter crash that killed her husband, Kobe Bryant, and their teenage daughter.
Putting an end to Vanessa Bryant's battle with Los Angeles County over sheriff's deputies and firefighters sharing gruesome photos from the helicopter crash site, Bryant has decided to settle her claim for just shy of $29 million. That includes a $15 million verdict awarded by a federal jury last year. A co-plaintiff whose wife and daughter were killed in the crash is also settling for just shy of $20 million. In a statement, L.A. County attorneys say they hope Bryant and her children continue to heal from their loss. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Yet another close call, this time at Boston Logan Airport. The FAA says a Learjet was told to wait for a JetBlue flight to land before taking off, but the Learjet went ahead anyways. The JetBlue flight taking action to avoid a collision. This follows recent close calls at JFK and Austin Bergstrom airports. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
There's no announcement of when the special election will be for this, which needs to come down from Governor Tony Evers. Who knows? Maybe Tony will be a little petty off of all of those appointments that the legislature is sitting on.
Previous appointees can sit on those boards years past their expiration date, like a bad carton of cottage cheese.
That, James.
Okay.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to the noon hour on As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry has an appointment, so we've slipped in behind her, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's Jane Matinier and my good friend Carol Kane. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Nice to be able to spend a couple hours with you. Coming up next hour in the 1 o'clock hour, the No Sour, fun time, happy power hour, which we're still trying to decide on a name. It's kind of a fluid thing right now.
Okay.
But right after 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to the longtime restaurant critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Carol Deptola.
I'm really looking forward to this
too.
Because, as you well know, I'm a huge foodie. Huge foodie. And I really want to pick her brain as to, like, as she leaves, I want to know where I should go. Where have I not been that I really should go? You know, and she's a great one for, it's not like the big names that you hear all the time. Like, she really does a lot of mom and pop.
Food trucks.
I love food trucks.
Yep, me too.
I love food trucks. And there's one, actually, that's always, I live up in the Thiensville area, Thiensville-Mequon area, and there's one called the Marco Polo, and it's just chicken. And there's always a young kid behind, and it's just, you can get like seven different kinds of sauces or butter chicken or curry or whatever. And it's just like, oh my God, I eat till I can't eat anymore. It's disgusting. So I want to find out where I have to go.
Well, and I would like to talk to her about, and maybe this is just a product of my age, but I am so tired of people infusing things into other things. Stop infusing. Can we stop with the and lavender and flower things in my food? I don't want flowers in my food. Can you just make me a hamburger and leave it alone?
Right. I think that sometimes there's a little stop touching it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The simpler it is, usually is the better that it is. And it's not like I don't like some fancy stuff, but I'm also in that vein. I want to be able to feel like I've eaten something after I've paid $300, $400. I don't want to be hungry after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a tablespoon of potatoes is not going to do it for old Carol.
Not going to cut it.
No.
Not quite enough.
Yeah. I don't need enough for, well, there are other places that go in the complete opposite direction where it's, you know, I don't need enough to feed a family of six.
Either. Right.
So can't we find a happy medium somewhere in there? There's got to be. There just has to be.
Again, Carol Deptola, retiring from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is their longtime food critic. She's going to be joining us right after 1 o'clock. And then at 1:33, we're going to talk about a contest that a radio station had about the five greatest rock bands of all time.
Yes.
And I'm sprinkling some of the bumper music in over the next 2 hours to give you some hints, but we will reveal the top five. In the meantime, if you would like to share with us who you think should be in the top five of the greatest rock bands of all time,
right,
please text them to our text line. And you can also call too at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But to start off, we are going to talk about former Wisconsin resident and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. My neighbor, actually, from where I grew up, I grew up in Beloit. So the fact that he was just a hop, skip, and a jump up in Janesville. And I got to be honest with you, I was really thrilled when he did this.
You were?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, when he said that if Trump, which I don't think this is ever going to happen, but if Trump is the nominee, he's not going to the RNC. And I thought that was a really interesting stand for him to take. You know, he's voicing his opposition to Donald Trump and is saying that I can't support the party if he's the nominee. And I think an awful lot of people are feeling that way at this particular juncture. I think Trump has done a marvelous job in alienating a lot of his base, a lot of like the suburbanites and things like that. Now you go up north, you're going to see a lot of Trump signs. Absolutely. No doubt about it. In the more rural areas of Wisconsin, sure. But I think that Trump has done a great job in alienating a lot of the suburban people that supported him. And they don't want to have him either.
But on the flip side, I think there are a lot of people who consider Paul Ryan a rhino, which is a Republican in name only, because he didn't jump on board the Trump train. Although he didn't do anything to stop it either.
No, but at least at this particular juncture, he's at least making a stand. And I appreciate the stand that he's taking, because I don't want to see Trump there either, by any stretch of the imagination. So
is that taking a stand? Is that really bold? Is that really brave?
I think to go against, I think so. I think that because he's at least coming out and saying, I cannot support this guy. He is at least sending out the message that don't put him at the top. There's a lot of people I don't want at the top. First of all, I'm just waiting for some new blood to show up. You know, I mean, and we're going to talk about the other guy in a little while. I just think that across the board to me, we got a clean house. Across the board.
Chuck Grassley is 9,000 years old. He's from Iowa.
Yeah, yeah, he's the farmer from Iowa.
Who's been there since before dirt.
Well,
it's incredible.
I actually, do you know who Kathleen Madigan is, the comedian?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, she did this great, I just watched her brand new special.
Oh, she's got a brand new one.
Brand new, came out on Netflix, and she's got a whole section of it that is dedicated to exactly what we're talking about Grassley, and she addresses Biden a little bit. She addresses a bunch of Bernie and all that stuff. And her thing was, and I thought it was a great final thing for her to come out and say. She said, because I think a lot of people think this way. She goes, if there's a minimum age to run for president, there should be a maximum age. She goes, they're all old. She goes, they go back. She called them. They go back to the Bible.
They're pre-Old Testament.
Yeah, she just said, and not the good Bible, the bad section of the Bible. And it was just, it's a cleverly written, very thoughtful bit on, and Trump, she made huge jokes about him, and she sounded just like him. But she said, I think that the cutoff should be 70, 75 max. For a president, for somebody to run for president. And because you're right. I mean, I think Paul Ryan is in that rhino category without a doubt. But I think they all are. There's got to be somebody out there.
Somebody else?
Somebody.
Well, look who's coming up in the Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's nuts.
Lauren, look at the power she has accumulated.
I know, but I...
And she's not going away.
She's not going away, but I just think people can see through her all kinds of crazy, too. Let's put reasonable.
And before you give Paul Ryan too much credit for being a tower of courage...
I didn't say he was a tower of courage.
He's standing up.
I like the fact that he's at least standing up saying, no, I won't support Trump, and I'm not going if he's the guy.
Okay, well, let me just throw this in for your consideration. Charlie Sykes from The Bulwark sat down with Paul Ryan not too long ago talking about his position on the board of Fox News because that is his new job.
Right, right.
Do I disagree with Tucker on this stuff, like... pushing the election fraud. Of course, I absolutely disagree with him. Different kinds of conservatives, I don't agree with that part. So, what do you think? I have a responsibility. This is Paul Ryan talking to Charlie Sykes. I have a responsibility to offer my opinion and perspective, and I do that, but I don't go on TV and do it right. So, I just offer my perspective, my opinion. Often, I'll just leave it at that. He's talking about his job on the Fox News board. So expressing your displeasure with the fact that Rupert Murdoch and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have all been caught in emails admitting that they knew the big lie was nothing more than a big lie.
Well, yeah, that's problematic when it comes to Fox, so of course.
And doing it for money and for ratings. And yet, well, I expressed my displeasure as a member of the board, and that's really all I can do. I am less than impressed by Mr. Ryan's bold stance on saying he's not going to vote for Trump. Because I will bet you $5 right now, if Trump gets the nomination, they're all going to fall in line just like they did before.
I disagree. I do. I disagree. I think he has alienated a large portion of his fan. I think he does. And I mean, I know an awful lot of people that voted for him, and that absolutely wild horses couldn't drag them to pull that lever.
And what was it for them that was the breaking point? It wasn't the calling immigrants rapists and murderers. It wasn't stealing money from our veterans to build the wall that Mexico was going to pay for. What was it that finally broke it for them?
Let's put it this way. He's been chipping away at his reputation for a long time, and it just gets to the point where it's just enough, enough. And I think people are just tired of hearing from him. Just shut up. It's like that petulant 5-year-old on the playground that keeps throwing rocks at people. It's like, stop it. Just stop it.
This is who he is. This is who he's always been.
It's who he always has been. I totally understand that. But when he first came out, I think it was for many people. It was a breath. He wasn't a politician. It was a breath of fresh air. And they were going to go for anybody who wasn't a career politician.
We'll find out. We'll find out what happens as time goes on. Coming up next, we will be talking about the current president. This is As Goes in Wisconsin. Jane Matner, Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Wisconsin, thank you so much for joining us over your lunch hour. Kristen Bry has an appointment, so Carol Kane and I, the legend, and I'm Jane Matnair, we are with you until
boy.
2 o'clock this afternoon.
Knock it off. I just, you know, I get that every now and then, and it's just hilarious to me because we've both been in the business. I mean, what do we got, 100 years between the two of us?
Just about.
Almost. And it's just, I always say, you've got a dictionary with a definition of legend that I am not familiar with. I don't know. I just happened to fall into an odd job and somebody liked me. I feel like Sally Field.
You like me? You really like me?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, you wanted to talk about current President Joe Biden and something the First Lady had mentioned.
Well, I just, you know, going back to our previous conversation, she was in Africa, and she was giving an interview, and she mentioned that Joe was going to run again.
He has not formally announced.
He hasn't formally announced. In fact, it's probably going to be around somewhere in the next maybe month to 6 weeks that they, when they really get the meat of the subject, if you will, and they that's when they kind of that because that's when Obama did it, I think, when he announced his campaign. But Joe keeps saying, I've got more to do, got more to do, got more to do. But I think people were a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised that at this particular juncture, he was ready to go out and seek reelection again. Just because it's just, I go back to that whole age thing. I kind of worry about him sometimes now. He looks a little off kilter to me sometimes. And he's been checked out. He has no health issues. Everything's been fine and great, and that's fine. But I just think that at some point in time, I've had elderly people in my life, and I know how their cognitive skills can wane as they get older. And I just don't know if I'm prepared to have, if he wants to run, go ahead, run.
Right.
Absolutely. It's completely up to you. But the thing is that I just know that the pressures of the, look how Obama aged.
Right.
You know, the pressures of this gig is unbelievable. And I just don't know, even as a wife, I would want to put my husband through that again. I just don't. But it's very rare, I think, to find somebody who gets elected and then doesn't run for reelection.
I think it's because it's such a great gig. And well, I think you can say that on the state level, too.
I say that about every politician.
Yes,
I do. I say that about every politician. I think they get in it for the job description, and then they get to Washington, and they are wined and dined, and everybody's a yes man. And I'm just like, I've said forever, Washington, I think, corrupts. Now, going back to Biden, do I think that's the case? No, not necessarily. But he has been in, well, has he been in politics for 50 years?
Long time.
Sometimes, going back to that same comedian, Kathleen Madigan, check her out. She's hilarious. She used to date Louis Black.
Oh,
for,
yes.
Yes, a very, for
that's
a very,
right. Yep, yep, yep.
And she said, she goes, nope, Pop, no, it's time to go home. It's not that you won't have a purpose. It's not that you don't have anything to do, that we don't, you know, revere you and we are so glad you were our president. But Pop, it's time to go home.
But who would step in?
That's my thing. I don't know. I mean, I was thrilled when I saw Pete in the last election. I really was. I was like, oh, God, a dude that's less than 50 years old? That's fantastic. So I don't know. I don't know who we've got waiting in the wings. I'm hoping that there might be somebody.
They will never let that happen. I just don't see some of these senior statesmen ever going for that. Strom Thurmond used to sleep in the chambers. He was 900 years old.
I know.
And that was fine. And they kept reelecting him and putting him back there because he's Strom and he's our guy.
Why do you think that? I mean, do you think it's just easy name recognition and we as voters are just
lazy?
I was going to say lazy.
Yes.
Because I'm a huge, I'm never going to tell you how I think you should vote. That's not my place. That's not my place at all. To be honest with you, I, Jane, do not know who my daughter votes for, my son, or my husband.
Wow.
Never ask. We don't discuss it. You go into the polling place, that's yours and yours alone. And it's, I don't want to know if we've canceled each other out. It doesn't matter. Just go and do your civic duty and vote. So I would never tell you what to vote, and you have to, but vet your candidates. Find out about them. I don't think that's asking too much.
No, it's not. And that includes anyone who's got an R by their name or a D by their name.
Or just, an I. I don't care.
Or an I, yes. Just voting by party affiliation, I think, anymore is no longer indicative of the stances that people are taking.
I will tell you this, and I very rarely talk about how I vote, but I've been voting absentee. I sign up absentee, and just because then I don't want to have to worry about standing in line on the day. My vote is in.
Sure.
Everything's good. I will say this in all honesty. I left some open.
Some races?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
I left some open. I was just like, I in good conscience can't vote for
any of them.
Any of them.
Because you didn't know enough about them.
Well, not so much that I didn't know about them. I just didn't want them to be my person.
Oh, good for you.
But I just could not put the pencil to the paper and fill in that little hole. I just couldn't. So I didn't.
Stick by your principles, my friend. We are coming up on the bottom of the hour. We are going to catch the news when we come back. Quiet quitting, the epidemic, and what employers are trying to do to make it stop. This is As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Voters in Chicago issuing a rebuke of Mayor Lori Lightfoot, denying her a second term in office Tuesday night.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, we fought the right fights and we put this city on a better path. No doubt about it.
Tuesday's election saw 9 candidates vying for the mayor's office. To win outright, 50% of the vote was needed, but no candidate captured that amount, meaning voters will decide in a runoff election in April between the top 2 candidates. Mayor Lightfoot came in 3rd, ending her bid. Voters will decide between Paul Vallis, a former schools CEO, and Brandon Johnson, a Cook County commissioner. A passenger train in Greece carrying hundreds of people has collided with an oncoming freight train, causing a fiery wreck that killed at least 29 people and injured dozens more. The Supreme Court hearing more than 3 hours of argument on Tuesday over challenges to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. This is ABC News.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Nope, not Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, Jane Matinere with you until 2 o'clock today. Carol, my friend, you said you had a Gilbert Brown story.
You want to know something? I heard Gilbert, and he's going to be on with you guys on Monday.
He's on with Earl, yeah.
Yeah, on Monday. And I have a friend of mine who years ago asked me to go do the Gilbert Brown Challenge at Jake's Deli on North Avenue.
What is the challenge?
And Gilbert was there. When I was attempting this. Now, the Gilbert Brown Challenge was a loaf of rye bread that had been hollowed out and filled completely with corned beef and Swiss cheese and heated up. It was an entire loaf of bread. And Gilbert came up, they delivered it to me, and my buddy who we do this all, kind of semi-annually, and Gilbert came up and he put his hands on my shoulder. He goes, girl, you're crazy. And I was just like, you have no idea. So anyhow, that's my, he's a charming, charming man. I adore him. He's really cute.
Did you win?
Oh, God, no.
Was it a race?
No. It was just see if you could eat it.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I got through like a quarter of it, and I was so sick to my stomach. I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, done.
Gotta stop. Gotta stop.
Also want to share a call we got during the break at 844-967-2789. Nice call from Jeff in Brookfield, and he just said, Thank you so much for having Carol Kane on.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know.
That's really lovely.
And
that's...
I said, well, we kind of really like each other, so. We
go back a long way.
We do go back a long way.
Yeah.
It's nice to finally have the chance to work together.
I know.
We were competitors, but you and I, we didn't really care that much.
It really didn't affect our friendship at all.
Ever.
No, ever, 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 ever. Well, okay, so now moving on. I saw these two stories, and I thought they were really fascinating because one is called, and it was on Yahoo News, The Big Quit. Close to 70% of U.S. workers are planning to leave their jobs in this year.
How many?
70%.
70% of all U.S. workers?
But the Gen Z crowd is leading the pack.
Wow.
And then this one was so interesting to me. Employee sits back and watches their boss struggle as they attempt to use the quiet quitting accusation to make them volunteer for more work. And I think that story gives you a kind of an indication as to why you've got 70% ready to walk out.
So I want to make sure that I understand this.
Okay.
So the whole quiet quitting thing is, I'm not going to put myself out there to do all these extra things for which I am not being compensated. That's how I understand it, right?
Yes. That was my understanding, too. The boss, this man, was saying he's a 40-hour-a-week worker. That's what he does. He comes in for his shift, and he works, and he's good at it, but he doesn't do any extra. And the boss sat him down and said, listen, you know, you're basically just quiet quitting because you're not, you know, volunteering to do more work or stay later or pick up an extra shift or something like that. And I find that fascinating. And that's part of what's wrong with the employer situation at, you know, corporate, if you will. And I think that the 70% of that are willing to walk out in 23, they're basically saying they're sick and tired of corporate America. And they're sick and tired of being asked to do stuff like this, and that they don't want to do any extra stuff. And many of them are entrepreneurial, and they want to go out and do their own thing and
sure.
be their own boss.
Right.
I think it's going to be an incredible hit. Now, some of the stuff opens up for people that have retired and maybe want to pick up an extra job. You know, it's going to give you an extra, you know, body. I can tell you this, when my husband lost his job during the pandemic and he just turned 75, Lou works at the Metro Mart and they couldn't snap him up fast enough.
Really?
Because they said, we love this age group because they show up, they work, they, you know, they keep their nose to the grindstone. And I just think that I think sometimes corporate America expects too much for nothing. And you've got the people sitting at the top. You've seen this, Jane, and I have seen it. And you've got the people at the top that are raking in all the dough, and they're not willing to pass it down. I don't know why. You know, everything's going to collapse and fail if they don't trickle it down a little bit.
I don't know. It's worked okay for them so far.
So, yeah, you're right.
It has.
I know. We've all seen it, and it's just like, but these Gen Zers, Gen Xers too, Gen X and Z are saying, no, we're not. We want to be able to set our own schedule. We need benefits. We need a decent wage. We need this kind of stuff. Now, do I think all the time you can go in and just start demanding? No, not at all. But if you've been there and you've worked there, I think it's okay to expect your employer to give you a little bit of extra something. I don't know.
I don't know either, Carol. And it's interesting. I had this conversation with my brother-in-law over Christmas when your company comes to you and says, could you take on this extra thing temporarily?
It's never temporary.
We can't give you anything more right now.
Yeah,
but
right.
We'll see how it goes, you know, in a couple months. And my brother-in-law said, anyone who does that is a moron. Anyone who agrees to do that for no extra money when they are putting more duties on you, you're a moron. And I said, well, what about being a team player? What about the value of offering to do those extra things? Shouldn't I assume that I will get rewarded for that stuff down the road? Or does that make me just ridiculously optimistic.
I think that's being ridiculously optimistic.
Then that breaks my heart.
Well, it is too bad. And it really is too bad. And that's, like I said, I go back to my original statement about, I think that's probably part of the reason why you've got 70% ready to walk out the door and go do their own thing. Or, you know, if you want to be a YouTube star or a TikTok star or whatever, you know, knock yourself out. Because that ain't going to work either.
And good luck. And good luck with it.
I know. But I go back and talk about a dinosaur. I mean, I've been around for a long time. And in all honesty, your brother-in-law is correct, because I did what was ever asked of me above and beyond what my job description was, and it didn't work out at all.
Well, and I just want to clarify that you did that for 33 years.
Yeah.
And stepped above and beyond, and ultimately ended up not being treated all that well on the way out.
Well, it was an abrupt ending, let's put it that way. But you know, that's what gives you that, but that opening then has allowed me to go out and do something bigger and better and more fun.
Granted.
Right. But I just think that people, I guess what I'm going to say to you is I agree with your brother-in-law. I think people who sign up for that are having a very Pollyannish look at the world and not taking into consideration what realistically is happening. Now, I agree with you about being a team player. I always wanted to be a team player.
I believe in that. I do believe in that.
I do too. But I just don't think that being a team player gets you anything.
844-967-2789. You can call or text. I'd love to hear from employers. We'd love to hear from employees on quiet quitting. Do you understand why people are quiet quitting? What about being a team player? What about offering to do extra things for your company with the hope that down the road there will be reward for that? Does that make you a sucker?
I'm not going to say it makes you a sucker, but I think it makes you, I think you're naive. I think you're naive to think that unless it's a great like mom and pop place, who, you know, are so grateful for you to be there and they know you're putting in the extra hours and they want to reward you, you know, even with a Christmas bonus or something, anything. But I think this is more talking basic. These two articles are talking more corporate America, where people are just being
expected
to do it and work and getting nothing in return for it. Nothing except. And you know what? Even a handshake and a thank you.
No.
No.
No. That's not enough. I'm sorry, but I've worked at a place where instead of monetary compensation, you got a lot of, and I really appreciate you. After the 900th, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
I wanted to hit something. I mean, that's a lovely sentiment, and thanks a lot. But that doesn't, after a while, those words ring kind of hollow.
It does. When you don't really see anything going in the positive direction, you know, for me, at the end of the day, the almighty dollar, I hate to say it because I sound so completely greedy, and the end of the day, the almighty dollar for me was what got me and kept me in the workforce. Because of the fact that I wanted to be able to have nice things. I wanted to be able to have a nice home and take care of my kids and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say that I probably put up with an awful lot of crap just for the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
So I give high props to some of these Gen Zers and Gen Xers that are saying, I'm getting out of this rat race. I'm getting out of this rat race and I'm going to go and do my own thing and be my own boss and I can work my own schedule. And a lot of them will probably be extremely successful.
But this is a vicious circle, then.
It's huge.
This is going to be really, really problematic going forward. If we continue to have companies that expect their employees to take on these additional things for nothing, and the employees saying, nope, not doing that, this is going to be a mess, folks.
We already have, now unemployment is down.
Historically. Historic lows.
Yeah. And there are so many jobs out there, but but they don't pay anything. They don't pay anything. I did see, what was it? Oh, the other day. I mean, it was, I'm going to mention them. It's Woodman's. They paid $25 on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm like, $25 an hour. I said, I'm free. I'll go stock shelves. I don't care. I'll do what. What do you need? What do you need? Sweep the floors? I'm in. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you have to do. Plus, you maybe an insurance policy, because if you look at some of these, I know people that are paying. I am very lucky. I have a great insurance gal, and I don't pay what some other people are paying, you know, $1,000, $1,500. My old college roommate said that she and her husband, what were they paying? $1,800 a month or something?
For health insurance? For the
both of them, yeah. $1,800 a month for both.
But then you still have deductibles. On top of your $1,800 a month, you still have to reach your $2,000 or your $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. My deductible is pretty steep, but I, you know, I had a couple surgeries last year, so I just used the... I went and got my colonoscopy.
Let's do it all.
Give me the overhaul. Stem to stern. Let's go.
It's like taking the car in for your 60,000-mile checkup.
Yes. 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 Oh, God.
844-967-2789. Talking about quiet quitting. Employers, love to hear from you about if it's problematic trying to get people to do extras. And what about you as a worker? Have you just finally said, nope, I'm not doing all those extras for nothing anymore?
You know what? I read this other fascinating article, and I probably didn't send it to you. It was about this woman, and she was working, and she was supposed to have, somebody was supposed to come in and relieve her, and they were 20 minutes late, and she just closed up shop.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she just closed up shop. Walked away. And she did a TikTok video on it, and I watched it. Did I necessarily agree with her just walking out? No. But she was just like, didn't show up. Nobody else came to help me out. So see you later. Bye. Click. Lock the doors.
Wow.
I don't think she's employed there anymore.
I can appreciate the sentiment, right? I can certainly appreciate the sentiment, but that might not have been the best way to handle that.
Right.
Didn't you call a supervisor first before you completely lock up the store and leave?
That would have been my call. But, you know, I'm not her. And she was just, that was what she was going to do. She's like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out.
You are listening to Carol Kane and Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Stay close. We're coming right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left. Took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, off for a couple of hours. Carol Kane, Jane Matinere with you until 2 o'clock today. Coming up next hour, I'm really looking forward to this, Carol. We are going to talk to another Carol, Carol Deptola, who is the longtime dining critic for the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is retiring after about 15 years. So she's going to join us right after 1 o'clock and share some of her most favorite restaurants and places that we absolutely have to go. And her favorite food trucks, too.
That's a great gig, isn't it?
It is. What a terrible job.
How in the world do you get that gig?
What a terrible job. And then coming up at 1:30, a radio station in the U.S. came up with the 5 greatest rock bands of all time.
Okay.
This might be a little contentious, so we're going to mention them all coming up at 1:30. But if you want to nominate anyone who you think or believe should be on this list, 844-967-2789. Texter from the 608 says, if anyone has watched the documentary Behind the Monster, I nominate Metallica as one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't seen that. I'm a Metallica fan.
Oh, are you?
All the way. Yeah. I love classic rock, but I do kind of have a tendency to go towards the headbangers.
Interesting.
I do. I think it's just kind of like how I get my aggression out.
I can appreciate that. Yeah. I can embrace that.
Yeah.
Right now, though, we had someone send us an email, which I found really interesting. And you can always email us as well at asgoeswisconsin.civicmedia.us. And he shared this with us. Our area here in Wisconsin have a bunch of local churches that are playing politics, and I feel jeopardizing their nonprofit status. This is especially troublesome when the topic is women's health issues and the labels of being the spawn of the devil.
Huh.
So if that is being preached...
That's happening here?
In a Wisconsin community.
Huh.
If that is being preached from the pulpit... You are the spawn of the devil when we're talking about women's health issues. Should they lose their nonprofit status? Because there is supposed to be, ostensibly, a separation between church and state.
Well, personally, I would stand up and walk out. Because I just don't feel that anybody needs to preach that to me. I'm not there for that. I understand that there are some very conservative churches out there and that people maybe they go for this particular preach from the pulpit. But I find that very fascinating. And let me double back on what I said. I don't think anybody should be telling you how to vote at all. That's your job. Your job is to figure out what issues appeal to you, what issues you want to work for. And the person that is running for office that supports the way you feel. Nobody should tell you how you need to go into the polling place and who you should vote for, period. Nobody.
But being directed by your spiritual leader, your faith leader, which are these entities do get tax breaks.
I don't think they should then. I think that should be taken away.
Do you do that on an individual basis, or do you apply that to all religious institutions?
Well, I think you'd have to investigate on a case by case basis, which is never going to happen because that's going to be an exhausting investigation, and I don't think the manpower is available to do something like that unless you had a petition that started in the church. by people who were upset by this. And then they just, you know, go to their pastor or their priest and say, you got to knock this off because the parishioners are walking out. You know, once they get hit in the pocketbook, some of this stuff's going to change.
Well, and I guess the other option then is to change congregations, because if the vast majority of the congregation supports this kind of rhetoric coming from the preacher, the likelihood of changing things from the inside out is going to be pretty slim.
Right. And, you know, once again, let me reiterate the fact that I don't go to church for that. That's not what I go to church for. I go to church, and I certainly am not one of these that goes to church and then for the rest of the week, you know, I've been absolved because I went to church for one damn day. You know, I go to church to make sure that I'm trying to be the best person I possibly can and to feel uplifted a little bit and maybe feel better about the social situation that we are living in at this particular time. That's what a minister is supposed to do, as far as I'm concerned.
Not to tell you what to do once you get in the voting booth.
Right. Absolutely not. No. No. And once again, I have to be honest, I would stand up and I would walk out. And I think maybe that would be the strongest message that people could. It's just like, enough, enough. I'm not listening to this. This is not why we are here. I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
That takes a lot of courage, my friend. And if you're a resident in a smaller rural community in Wisconsin,
you're going to stand out.
You're going to stand out and maybe open yourself up for some criticism and unkind remarks. So that takes a fair amount of courage to do something like that.
But you know what? Until we start being courageous, we're not going to get anywhere. Until we really start as a society being courageous and kind and good to one another, it's done. We're screwed. Sorry. I close the book. There's so much that needs to be done just on the basic level before we can even begin to like really see significant change. And I think on the basic level, if we stand up and speak how we feel. So if this is something you want to go to church for and you listen to, fine, that's your deal. But if it's something that's bothering you, get up and walk out.
Well, and that is the clearest statement you can give, right? Is by not being there, not participating in it, not listening to that message.
Yeah.
That is probably the strongest stance that you can take.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You just make it known. It can be tough, and you are opening, you're right, you're opening yourself up to a whole can of stuff so in some areas. But
don't you think it's easier to sleep, though, if you stick to your principles?
Yeah.
I just think you sleep better if you go with what you genuinely believe and stand up for those principles.
Well, I think so. You bring up that's a whole nother topic. I don't know how some people sleep at night. I don't. I really just don't understand how you sleep. There are people that I have dealings with during the course of whatever, and I just look at them and go, really? Really? That's what you had to do? How do you sleep with yourself at night?
I always figure they just sleep on really expensive sheets. Stay close. We are coming back with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel restaurant critic Carol Diptola after the news. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being with us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the